Hello, everyone, and welcome to the EU Bible Study Podcast. My name is the Reverend Samuel Felderman, and I am joined today, as always, by my dear friend, Dr. Michelle Townsend Grove. Friends, we are in Wednesday of Holy Week, this most sacred week of the liturgical year, and we are continuing our journey through the gospel narrative of the death of Jesus of Nazareth.
It's good to be with you, my friends. Hear these words from Psalm 36, verses 5 to 10. This is Dr. Gaffney's translation. Holy One, throughout the very heavens is your faithful love, your faithfulness beyond the clouds. Your righteousness is like the eternal mountains. Your judgments are like the mighty deep. You save humankind and animal kind alike, faithful one. How precious is your faithful love, O God! All the women born take shelter in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Extend your faithful love to those who know you, and your justice to the upright of heart. And now, my friends, we hope you will join us for a time of reflection and silence. A bell will ring us into this sacred time, and then a bell will bring us back together.
Friends, welcome back, and thank you for being with us on this special series of episodes for the celebration and remembrance of Holy Week, where we are exploring and remembering the story that so many Christians will be hearing throughout the world on this most holy of weeks in the liturgical calendar, where we are exploring the death and burial of Jesus of Nazareth. Won't you please listen now to the words of the gospel? A reading from the gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 15, verses 1 through 20. As soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and the scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus and led him away and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, saying,
"You say so."
Then the chief priests accused him of many things. And Pilate asked him again, "Have you no answer? See how many charges they are bringing against you." But Jesus made no further reply, so that Pilate was amazed. Now at the festival, he used to release a prisoner for them, anyone that they asked. And a man called Barabbas was in prison with rebels who had committed murder during an insurrection. So the crowd came and began to ask Pilate to do for them according to his custom. So Pilate answered and said, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that the chief priests had handed him over. But the chief priests stirred up the crowds to have him release Barabbas instead. Pilate spoke to them again, "What do you wish me to do with the man you call the king of the Jews?" They shouted back, "Crucify him!" Pilate asked them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him!" So Pilate, wishing to pacify the crowds, released Barabbas, and after having Jesus flogged, he handed him over to be crucified. Then the
Okay.
soldiers led them into the courtyard of the palace, that is the governor's headquarters, and they called together the whole cohort. And they clothed him in a purple cloth, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on him and began saluting him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they struck his head with a reed and spat upon him and knelt down in homage to him. And after mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloth and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. Thus ends the reading. Friends, we thank you so much for joining us on this journey to the cross, this journey through the cross and to the tomb. We thank you for being with us in this time, and we hope that you will join us again tomorrow as we continue this journey with Jesus of Nazareth through the passion narrative of Mark. Thank you for being with us. We look forward to seeing you again soon.